Listening comprehension.
Task 1. You will hear the text about the hotel living. For each item, decide if the sentence is correct or incorrect. If it is correct, choose A, true. If it is not correct, choose B, false. You will hear the script twice for this task. Now you have 30 seconds to look through the task. Now we begin.
The hotel suites are cheaper than apartments in Hong Kong. Hundreds of people lined up for hours to buy a unit at the Apex Horizon Hotel this week. It's not clear whether investors can legally live in the suites, but buyers are still eager.
The developer had lawyers look at it thoroughly, so I'm not worried.
At these prices, the hotel suites are cheaper to buy than public housing.
The hotel was able to sell all 360 of its suites in 2 days, a sign that there is demand for affordable housing. Hong Kong's low interest rate has attracted hordes of mainland Chinese investors. It pushed home prices to record highs last year. Flats cost an average of $14,000 per square meter in central locations. Many residents feel they can no longer afford to buy apartments. Hong Kong people cope by renting makeshift homes on rooftops, while others move into so-called cage homes, hutches made from wire mesh, stacked on top of each other in a tiny room. The government's efforts to cool down property prices have not worked, so Hong Kong residents have to be creative in finding space to live.
Now you have 30 seconds to complete the task. Now listen again and check your answers.
The hotel suites are cheaper than apartments in Hong Kong. Hundreds of people lined up for hours to buy a unit at the Apex Horizon Hotel this week. It's not clear whether investors can legally live in the suites, but buyers are still eager.
The developer had lawyers look at it thoroughly, so I'm not worried.
At these prices, the hotel suites are cheaper to buy than public housing.
The hotel was able to sell all 360 of its suites in 2 days, a sign that there is demand for affordable housing. Hong Kong's low interest rate has attracted hordes of mainland Chinese investors. It pushed home prices to record highs last year. Flats cost an average of $14,000 per square meter in central locations. Many residents feel they can no longer afford to buy apartments. Hong Kong people cope by renting makeshift homes on rooftops, while others move into so-called cage homes, hutches made from wire mesh, stacked on top of each other in a tiny room. The government's efforts to cool down property prices have not worked, so Hong Kong residents have to be creative in finding space to live.
Task 2. You will hear the short text about armchair tourism. Listen to the audio and write the word in the gap. Remember that you can write only one letter for each dash. You will hear the script twice for this task. Now you have 30 seconds to look through the task. Now we begin.
It's an enduring symbol of love. The Taj Mahal in India is visited by millions each year. But for those who can't see it firsthand, how about a virtual tour? Google is working with the Indian government to bring the landmark to street view using a special camera. The company's previous attempts to map India's streets were blocked due to security concerns. But now it seems the 360-year-old mausoleum is catching up with the 21st century.
Watch the report again with the complete text.
It's an enduring symbol of love. The Taj Mahal in India is visited by millions each year. But for those who can't see it firsthand, how about a virtual tour? Google is working with the Indian government to bring the landmark to street view using a special camera. The company's previous attempts to map India's streets were blocked due to security concerns. But now it seems the 360-year-old mausoleum is catching up with the 21st century.
Now listen again and check your answers.
It's an enduring symbol of love. The Taj Mahal in India is visited by millions each year. But for those who can't see it firsthand, how about a virtual tour? Google is working with the Indian government to bring the landmark to street view using a special camera. The company's previous attempts to map India's streets were blocked due to security concerns. But now it seems the 360-year-old mausoleum is catching up with the 21st century.
Watch the report again with the complete text.
It's an enduring symbol of love. The Taj Mahal in India is visited by millions each year. But for those who can't see it firsthand, how about a virtual tour? Google is working with the Indian government to bring the landmark to street view using a special camera. The company's previous attempts to map India's streets were blocked due to security concerns. But now it seems the 360-year-old mausoleum is catching up with the 21st century.
Task 3. You will hear the dialogue about planning an excursion. Listen to the audio. And for items 21 to 30, choose the correct statement A, B, or C. You will hear the script twice for this task. Now you have 30 seconds to look through the task. Now we begin.
Can I help you, sir?
Yes, I'm staying in London for a few days, but was wondering about taking an excursion to either Oxford or Cambridge, or maybe to Stonehenge.
When were you thinking of going, sir?
Well, tomorrow or the day after, if possible.
Right, well, we have a day trip to Cambridge tomorrow, leaving at 9:15 from our central base in Victoria.
That's a coach trip, is it?
Yes, sir. All our tours are by coach. This one arrives in Cambridge around 11 o'clock and gives you a coach tour of the city with guided commentary in the morning. Mm-hmm. You then stop for lunch at a restaurant of your choice and have the afternoon at leisure to explore all the wonderful historic sites on your own until 4:30, when the group reassembles for a guided visit to King's College Chapel.
Mm.
And there may be a service on then, so you might be able to hear the famous King's College Choir. And then the coach returns at 1800 hours, getting back to Victoria around 8 o'clock in the evening. That's for an all-in price of £126 per person.
And Stonehenge?
That's a longer journey, sir, so the coach leaves at 8 a.m. There's one short comfort stop en route, and you arrive at Stonehenge at 11 to 11.30, depending on traffic. Once again, there's a guide on the coach, and there's also a complimentary audio guide to Stonehenge once you're there. Although I should point out the visitors aren't allowed to actually walk to or through the prehistoric stones themselves.
Oh, I see. So there's a sort of visitors' centre, is there?
Yes, from where you have full uninterrupted view of the stones. And you can go on guided walks around the monument.
I see.
Let me get you a brochure about that one.
Now you have 30 seconds to complete the task. Now listen again and check your answers.
Can I help you, sir?
Yes, I'm staying in London for a few days, but was wondering about taking an excursion to either Oxford or Cambridge, or maybe to Stonehenge.
When were you thinking of going, sir?
Well, tomorrow, or the day after, if possible.
Right, well... We have a day trip to Cambridge tomorrow, leaving at 9:15 from our central base in Victoria.
That's a coach trip, is it?
Yes, sir. All our tours are by coach. This one arrives in Cambridge around 11 o'clock and gives you a coach tour of the city with guided commentary in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
You then stop for lunch at a restaurant of your choice and have the afternoon at leisure to explore all the wonderful historic sites on your own until 4:30, when the group reassembles for a guided visit to King's College Chapel.
Mm.
And there may be a service on then, so you might be able to hear the famous King's College Choir. And then the coach returns at 1800 hours, getting back to Victoria around 8 o'clock in the evening. That's for an all-in price of £126 per person.
And Stonehenge?
That's a longer journey, sir, so the coach leaves at 8 a.m. There's one short comfort stop en route, and you arrive at Stonehenge at 11 to 11.30, depending on traffic. Once again, there's a guide on the coach, and there's also a complimentary audio guide to Stonehenge once you're there. Although I should point out the visitors aren't allowed to actually walk to or through the prehistoric stones themselves.
Oh, I see. So there's a sort of visitors' centre, is there?
Yes, from where you have full uninterrupted view of the stones. And you can go on guided walks around the monument.
I see.
Let me get you a brochure about that one.
This is the end of listening comprehension task. Thank you for your participation.